So let's go again to our new segment, How to Write. This is a fun one. Today we're going to show you how to write a quiz, and I'm joined by an artist in the quiz writing world, Casper Green. Hello there.
Hey, how you doing?
Nice to see you.
Nice to see you too, Jesse.
I'm very well, thanks, Casper. And so tell us a bit about your background as a quiz guy.
Oh, well, that goes back 10 years. I was writing a quiz and hosting a quiz in Twickenham, home of rugby in England. And started writing quizzes for a weekly quiz there. It took off, started writing quiz for another quiz, hosting another one, and on and on and on and on. And eventually we got up to about 90 quizzes pre-COVID. And have been writing a quiz every week ever since 2010.
So you're based in New Zealand, but you still have quizzes over there that you write questions for?
Yeah, so based in New Zealand now, but there's still the quizzes running over there, and I write a weekly quiz for the UK every week.
How geographically specific are quizzes? How would a New Zealander get on with a British quiz and vice versa?
So very geographically specific. In fact, I mean, in London, there's a broad range of Australians, Kiwis, South Africans. So we write broad questions. So we'll have questions about Jacinda, about the Parliament, about geography of New Zealand, so that they'll feel like they can get questions right. Also, some questions, say, if you asked in the UK, what sport does Dan Carter play? Yeah. We'd have that on our system as a medium to hard question. Whereas if you have that question over here, much, much more easy. So you can still have the same quiz question that you've written, but it has a different effect in different geographies.
What makes a good quiz question?
For me, it's doing something that I call getting an answer plus. So getting an answer plus some other experience. So you'll ask a question, they'll answer it, rightly or wrongly, but it's how they got there maybe. Maybe they've had a in-depth discussion with their friend. Maybe they have an argument with their team. Maybe they've had a nostalgic feeling. So it's, maybe it's a theme tune from a TV show they used to watch when they were a kid. Maybe it's inspired them to go and look up a bit more about it, or it's confounded their preconceived ideas about a certain topic. So it does something that they enjoy it, but the process of getting there is an extra thing to it.
It's basically no fun if you just know it or you don't.
Exactly.
Who did the special effects for the second Terminator film?
I've got no idea. That's the end of my fun.
Yeah.
I don't know.
And even if you did know, it wouldn't be that much fun to tell people about it, right?
Exactly. And that's how you learn what's good, because when you host a quiz in front of people, if you see someone goes, oh, I know that, and writes it down, you really know they've not had that much fun. Or if they look dejected.
That's me at a quiz, by the way. Me and my group of people, I say, if I know the answer, I'm just going to quietly write it down. No need to shout it out.
Yeah,
and I'm a very unpopular person to have in the team, because other people like to banter about it. But I get worried people are going to shout it out and let another quiz team know.
Yeah, you can always shout out the wrong answer.
Oh, yeah.
Like, confidently.
Have mobile phones ruined the quiz?
Not really. There's plenty of things that you can do that confound the mobile phone. You can have a picture of a piece of music, as in the score. That's very difficult to search for. Play a piece of music. It's very easy to see if someone's Shazamming it or not. You can only play it once. That's their chance.
Pictures. Plus, there's a bit of an honor system as well, isn't there? If you saw someone on their phone, it would be pretty bad news.
Yeah, and it's pretty easy to spot. You know, like you see a shifty shoplifter, you see a shifty quiz player. Very easy to spot.
How many quiz questions will you write for an average quiz?
Oh, for a typical quiz, about 50 questions.
Okay, and so how long would that take you?
Probably 10 years ago, it would probably have taken all day.
Yeah.
But as you get better and you learn how to write batches of questions on a theme, it gets a lot quicker.
Okay.
So you'll be probably for about 50 questions, probably about 3 hours at the moment.
Okay. And are you always writing on one quiz, or you talk about batches of questions? So if you come up with a concept...
Yeah. So if you come up with a theme, so you say, who's older, Kim Kardashian or Kanye West? Then once you've written that theme, you just pull out the names, you put another different set of people in. Who's older, Justin Bieber or the person Justin Bieber's married to, who I forget.
Yeah. So, in fact, it would make more sense to write 10 quizzes or 5 quizzes at one time, right? And
you
can slot in these different sorts of questions.
Exactly.
Do you often have the hairy moments of people arguing with you about or finding out that you've got it wrong?
Yeah, so back in the day, you'd have that kind of thing. And actually, that changes how you write questions. If you write a question that you know is right, but it causes uproar, you say to yourself, well, I don't want to put that question in because I don't want that feeling of uproar in my quiz. So I'll write something that I know people aren't going to complain about. So it's much easier to write questions now, where you learn not to write, where is this? You write, in which city is this? Or in which country is this? You learn to write questions like that, where the answer is something nice and clear.
Yeah.
With one thing rather than...
If you ask what the biggest lake was, it could be the deepest lake or the longest lake.
Could be the biggest volume, could have been the biggest surface area on the map. There's millions of things you can look at like that.
Where are you when you write your questions?
Typically at home, typically late at night for me. I suppose anyone can write them when they like, I suppose.
Okay. And it'd be a combination of stuff that's already in your head and maybe ones where you know what a good question is and then you've just got to search the answer.
Yeah, so I think during the day you'll see things. Like here I'm seeing brands of microphones I've never seen before, so I'm going to look that up later and see where are they based, where's this company based, where are they from.
Yeah.
So you see stuff in the day. You might see a new logo, you might see a product. You might see a CD and you go, oh, right, question about CDs. How many, how wide is it? Or something like that.
Mm. And what about the fact that some of the people playing might be 20 and others might be 60? How do you not advantage in particular older player because older people have seen more stuff?
Yeah, there is a balance there that says, in general, older people have been around longer, so they know more stuff. But then younger people know stuff that old people don't. So you just have to do a bit of a balance like that. And also you can write questions that actually reference two different things in different eras. You might have a what links question. It might say what links the surname of an American president and a recent person who's had a number one hit, and they might have a similar surname. So you'd actually need both types of player in the same team to get that question right.
That's more fun for you, a team quiz, than an individual quiz.
Totally.
Yeah.
Totally.
You've got to give me an example here. Which is wider, a CD or a VHS tape? That's a great one.
Yeah, because it's two things that everybody's seen. So you don't have to have book knowledge, you don't have to prepared for it. You immediately see those things and try and imagine them. There's a great question where you ask the question, which is how high is a rugby goalpost crossbar? People often stand up, look up, and literally visualise where they last saw it. And they know, well, I'm 2 metres, so maybe it's 2.5 metres. You see them do these things.
You have a new quiz you're launching here in Auckland?
Yep, we've got a new quiz starting at Holy Hop in Kingsland every Tuesday at 7 p.m. Just give them a call, book a table. And it's a new quiz bingo format. So there's a quiz format plus a bit of bingo mixed together with a few games. Should be fun.
Do you want to explain how the quiz and the bingo mix, or do you just have to show up and work it out?
I mean, I could do a tease and say show up and work it out. But Basically, you answer the questions, you put them in your bingo sheet. If you get 6 answers correctly in a row, up and down, left, right, diagonally, shout out bingo, then you win.
At a pub quiz, how much is it about the value of the prizes?
In the quizzes that I run, very low. It's kind of irrelevant.
Yeah.
We normally run for the equivalent of, say, a £50, $100 bar tab in New Zealand, but we'll often run a rollover that's a huge prize. But then that's a prize that everybody gets a go at rather than just the winning team. So you might ask a question about how many points did the Black Ferns score in the last World Cup? And if anyone gets it exactly right, they might win that rollover, or if not, then it'll roll over to next week. So that's really the big prize. But the general quiz, very little. It's about having a good time.
Casper Green telling us how to write a quiz.